interesting.
I thought it was going to be interesting.
Interesting. Somebody put onto my. I have one of these MP3s. You know, they have those little that and those little. I'm entered into the 21st century in Toshifei, and now I have an MP3. I have also a tape recorder still, but people laugh at me when they see me with the tape recorder, like the lady at El Al when everyone takes out their things and whatever, and I took out my tape recorder. Right? And she starts, like, you know, laughing at me and saying, like, oh, right? And I told her, be careful, because in my carry-on is a record player. Yeah. Be careful, please, with that. And she had fun with that, and, you know that one day she'll be the star of one of my shows, so I don't mind, right? But, so he put on, so I have somebody who has, like, all these, like, 43 million shiurim and whatever. So I was going down the list. I said, okay, put him on, put her on, right? But, you know, then I see this thing, greatest speeches of the 20th century. Now, I thought that this was like, you know, I don't know, some Chofetz Chaim and some, like a Frieda Miller and, like, you know, some, certainly Rabbi Waxman, he's not a Shmardik, you know. That's what I thought it was, greatest speeches of the 20th century. And now, on my Sansa, you guys know what a Sansa is? I'm not joking, you know what those things are. So, you know, sometimes when it comes up, it doesn't come up with, like, normal numbers and letters and names. It comes up with, like, XQR with, like, dots and, like, all types of things. So I'm listening on Sayyim Gedalia. You know, it's hard to learn on Sayyim Gedalia, so I listen to Shir. So I'm going to put on this year, and I'm listening to, I turn on the greatest speeches. And I'm just pressing, seeing if we can get the Shaggy Callus, but I can't see any of the, like, you know, the letters and the numbers. And then I start listening, and it's not the greatest Jewish speeches of the 20th century. Yeah. And my Yetzer got the best of me, because it was the first Aveira, you know, of the year, a little Bintel Taira. But you know me, everything I do is L'Shem Shemayim, and I thought, like, you know, one day I'll be able to enjoy a shiur about these things. Right? So I listened to the speech of Martin Luther King and Malcolm G, or whatever the guy's name is. And I listened to a lot of these speeches. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of my reaction. A little bit of my reaction. I will tell you one thing about what I just said, though. Let me tell you, and this answers up a lot of your questions. All right. I got new chairs on Erev Yontif. Okay? Yeah, it's like, no big deal, calm down. I got new chairs. I told my children on Rosh Hashanah when they sat on the new chairs, I told them, do you know, on these chairs, no one ever spoke Lashon Hara. Right? On these chairs, nobody ever hurt somebody else's feelings. Right? On these chairs, my wife said, nobody ever put their feet. Right? Okay. You know? And I thought, don't ruin these chairs. Right? Somebody, B'meshach L'yayim, somebody said something on these chairs. I said, look, the chair, it's the first time somebody ever said something not right on that chair, but don't worry, one time is okay. Right? Let's keep these chairs clean. And you know my car down there, I got it 2 years ago. Some of you remember still my stories of my car from, you know, the old car that I used to have, and, you know, whatever, like me and the Flintstones, and, you know, other things. That's like a mattress, don't worry. If you don't know what it is, it's fine. That's it. So that car is a 2013, right? Oh. You guys are like... Just remember, I'm careful what I say, because, you know, it could break. So it's a 2013, but they souped it up. I said it right. You know, they painted it. And you got it. Like, it looks like a new car. Right? When I got it, it was like 2013, but it looked like mamish a new car, okay? And because I had my old car was like a yeshivish maisa. I don't know why everything bad is yeshivish, right? But it was like, when you're getting ready for Pesach, and, you know, my wife doesn't want anybody eating chametz in the house, like in Shvat, right? So I would tell the kids, all right, just eat in my car. In my car, you know, like, dinner in the car and, like, whatever. I was thinking about putting, like, a nail bathroom station. You know, some people have in the living room, right? But the new car, right? The other day, I found an igloo wrapper. You know what an igloo is? Those little, like, igloos, Hashem B'Simchus, those ices. I found an igloo wrapper in the car. I came into the house, right, like a spear. Whose is this? Who did this? It was in the car. You know, I once heard from a Pamzukar in the Veracha, Baruch Merachim al Ha'aretz, Baruch Merachim al Ha'Brias. Some people, that they're Merachim al Ha'Brias. You know, they let them eat on the floor and they let them make a mess. And then there's some people, Baruch Merachim al Ha'aretz. You know, be careful not to mess up. But now it's my new car. So I'm Baruch Merachim al Ha'car. Right? And I keep this car very, very, you know, scratch free. And I make sure that it, you know, until my shvigar came, whatever. It's a long story. But I'm so careful with this car. The Meiser Baisai, it's not so new anymore. It's like a 5-month-old car, right? But I'm still careful with her. I still make sure it doesn't get a scratch. I still drive carefully with it. Why? Because it's not yet. So that's the answer to all of your questions, right? You know, you want to know why during a Seder Simei Tshuva, what's this all about that we're trying to be better? You guys are making a mistake. You have now a new lease on life. You know, we believe this. The Medrash, the Yerushalmi brings down in Rosh Hashanah and Dalet Ches, and the Rebbeinu Yaina brings in Seder Tshuva. It's new. It's Ki'ilu Yolda. It's new. Rosh Hashanah's new. Everything's new. So then you could probably still count on your hands, right? You might need the finger left from the toes also, right? But you could probably count on your hands the amount of times that you looked where Jewish eyes shouldn't look. That means that you are doing far, far better than you know, a lot of the world that has not come to the Sakara. I mean, Sakhar Kol, you spoke Lashon Hara 7 times, 8 times in the last few days, 9 times, I don't know, how much could it be, right? And that, you know, that can hold a person. And then you can continue with that the whole entire year. You understand what I'm saying? So and you're going to say, yeah, but come on. But it's not true, because each time, you know, should I explain this a little bit more? Okay, I got picked up in the car. Now, whoever was here last year and heard me say this story, there's a sequel to the story. But the people that are new, they need to hear the first movie. So therefore, whoever's hearing this for the first time, my apologies. Okay? So listen closely. Yeah, I said it right. Listen closely. A couple of years ago, I don't know if I said it over here anyways. That's okay. You'll tell me if I said it over here. Sambo, you'll tell me. A couple of years ago, I got picked up from the airport. You know the story? What? But there's a sequel. What? No, not to say that one in public anymore. Anyways, so I got picked up. Could you be quiet, please? Okay, I got angry one time since Rosh Hashanah. But he was not my... I got picked up from the airport. Now, I had two Talmidim, right? One of them I found out afterward has a Porsche. You know what a Porsche is? Right? It's like, and he had like one of these like Porsche station wagons and things, you know, like, I'm telling you, like, you know, and but that Talmud told me, like, you know, it's fine, we'll meet after. I said, no, the only guy you asked me to pick me up. He picked me up in this Shivish monster, fragmented, right? This is a car that, like, you know that car when you're about to get a ride and the guy drives, you know, you're asking for a ride over there, you know. And like the guy drives up, you're like, no, it's okay. You know, you give him like a little money. Right. You got like, you know, there's like a broomstick in the back, sticking out. There's like, I don't know why, but there's like hats. Right? He's not a bug. This guy don't wear no hat, okay? But some reason there's like, he had a hat from his bar mitzvah or whatever, you know, it's in the back there, whatever. That type of car. And you know, you see it like, I go Gavald, we have to push, you know, like that. A matziv, you know. It's a Peloton. You know when you have the hubcap and it's half off? It's like, what's it doing exactly? You always wonder, right? And I'm looking at this car as it's rolling off and I'm thinking to myself, sure, Baruch Hashem, that's not me. And then, Rebbe! But then I realize he has to go over to the window. And here I am listening to my tape recorder in JFK as he's going like this, going down the window. This is painful. Anyways, I get into the car. Do you remember the story or no? You remember the story? I said, I'm okay. I don't have to feel bad. I get into the car. Okay? I sit down. Whoa. I look at him. He looks at me. We both start laughing. Why? But like, not stop laughing. Why? The car smells like a new car. Could you imagine? You know what I'm saying? You're talking about that new car smell. You're talking about some people use it for deodorant. I get the car, I'm looking at this car and makes noises the whole day. Every once in a while you're the car smells like a new car when you get into the car. He goes over door into the dashboard, which he can't open. He opens up, what's that thing called? The compartment with the gloves and whatever. And he opens it up, and he takes out a can. Right? And it says on it, new car spray, Moira Dick. Fashion Moira Dick. Okay, so that's the end of the story. So last year, or 2 years ago, so I wasn't over here, I guess. Sorry. I gave a schmooze. I'm getting nostalgic thinking about this. I gave a schmooze, and the schmooze was called the new car spray. And it was about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and these days, it's made tshuva. He goes and he works on himself, but it's not real. It's not real. And then there has to be real changes. What do I mean, real changes? People think, you know, you hear from your Rebbeim, God bless you, man. Right? You hear from your Rebbeim. At least I said one thing Emma's today. It's a kid's turn.
No.
What? I'm sorry. So I gave a whole shoes. I said that I think a lot of our Rebbeim, maybe we didn't understand them properly. And a lot of our Rebbeim, they tell us about how, you know, you should take one Kabbalah and like a small Kabbalah and the smallest of the small Kabbalah and whatever. And that, you know, and then we hear stories that were shocked, benched out of a bencher. And that's a Kabbalah this year, I'm going to bench out of a bencher. And I said, to me something seems not right. I mean, you know, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about Yom Kippur, we're talking about Sesame Truva. That's what God wants from us, that like, we should come out of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Aseret Me'etshuva, and now we bench out of a bencher. Something sounds not right. I'm not questioning our Rebbeim, they know better than me, but something sounds a little bit strange. Like that's the, you know, so I said, I had different mileage. Maybe the pshat is that Rav Shach was already at the end, you know, I mean, everything else was taken care of. The one last thing was bench out of bencher, so that's what, you know, but I don't know, but all our Rebbeim said this, I'm right, right? All our Rebbeim say, tiny little kabbal. So then I told them pshat is like this, and this is the pshat. This is the pshat. You know me, I'm like a Pashtun, but this is definitely the Pshat. The Pshat is that the Kabbalah is not the Iker. It's not the Iker. It's just that it reminds me that there was a time, every time I bench out of a bencher, it reminds me that I had a mindset of I want to be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this year. I want to do your Ratzon this year. So it's not the goal of the Kabbalah. That's the problem. If you make 45 Kabbalahs, it's totally pointless. They make one Kabbalah, and it brings you back to that time. That's how I understand this. Does everybody agree with me? I think so. Makes sense. No, as a mela, I call that new car spray. New car spray is the pshat like this. If you're not going to change at all, you're going to have a jalopy. Not this year. You're not making any direction. Direction. You know, this year it's going to be different. I'm going to try to do much more Ratzon Hashem. I'm going to try to look where Jewish eyes should look. I'm going to try to say where Jewish mouth should say. And then hold it, like that. No. And then I'll do one Kabbalah, a tiny little Kabbalah, that, you know, it focuses me a little bit, and then it brings me back to that. But if the whole thing you're going to do is just like, you know, during these 10 days, you're going to act differently and whatever, and it's not going to have any effect in the rest of the year, so then what was it? It was like a new car spray, but you see jalopy, and then the day after, the car's going to stink. Okay? That, you like the schmooze? It's a nice idea. Yeah? You like the schmooze? Not bad. I'm not a good fellow. I got a phone call about 3 months ago. This is great. I've been holding this story for like... You know those guys that laugh at their own jokes? I'm broke. That's great. I get a phone call like 3 months ago. Somebody I don't know. Right? You guys will have it on your smartphones. Right? Just turn your time. You know, right next to Move It and Callus TV and all that business. Right? So this guy calls me. He tells me like this. This is great. He says to me that... I don't know who he is. I'm saying, but this is just priceless. He says to me, you know, I heard the schmooze called new car spray 8 months ago, 9 months ago. It calls me like 3 months ago. It's so like 8, 9 months ago I heard this schmooze. I thought, oh, yeah, you like it? Good, yeah. Because that's like a schmooze. I remember the words new car spray because that's in my brain. And so I said, yeah. He goes, no, that's not the point. He said, I have been looking for new car spray. This is the secret. This is the only thing I got out of the show. I have been looking for new car spray for the last 9 months. I've been looking 9 months. Because he told me every place in New York and New Jersey, he stopped in and, you know, do you have new car spray? New car spray. They told me he has in his car now more of these, like, you know, these cleaners that have pictures of like, some pictures you can't look at, but they have like pictures of like, you know, a car and shine and this. And they go, none of this is the new car spray. You don't know. This is the stuff, man. This is the stuff. It is not the stuff, man. All right. You know. And he says, I'm looking for new car spray for the last 9 months. So then he's driving on the I-95, and he went in to get, like, you know, like, I don't know, his non-kosher coffee, or total stop, or I don't know what. And he goes in there, and there he sees their new car spray. He said, he was going to ask the guy how much this thing cost. He said, the guy could have told him $5,000, he would have bought it. He comes to the guy, how much is this? $8. $8. I'll make $1,000. He comes into his car, right? Mamish, he told me, you should know. I'm listening to this, I'm almost crying, right? I'm crying. He says to me, you should know, I remember this vividly. He had this conversation on Shivas Rebbe Thomas. I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing to me? On Shivas Rebbe Thomas, this guy called me. I saw he tried to call me a few times. It's like some at this 917 number. But he's telling me on Shivas Rebbe Thomas, this has mamish changed my life. And I have to thank him because he just heard a schmooze from me the week before about a car sick type. This has changed my life. I said, what do you mean it changed my life? He said, I had this old car and, you know, whatever. And I had this hergish that I have to have, like, a new car, and, you know, and now I have this car and whatever, and I have this new car smell, and I keep it more clean, and this and that. The end of the story. So this year, I have a sequel to Schmutz, and I think I did a big injustice to the tzibur that I told new car spray. I'm going to tell you a different thought that came to my mind. Totally different thought. I know we're supposed to talk about the grave. We'll come back. Don't worry. One day, this is not the last time you're seeing me in Mitzvah Shem. And remind me that I have to tell you about the greatest speeches of the 20th century. And this, what I'm saying right now, is probably not one of them. So one day I'll tell you about my feelings of the greatest speeches of the, and I have to figure out how to say it in a very politically incorrect way. So it's good that I didn't talk about it today. Anyways, so, but listen to my sequel. My sequel's like this. There's a Medrash that says on Shofar, your person, what's supposed to think when he hears the Shofar? Chitshu Maseichem. You hear the Shofar? Become new. Okay, there's another Medrash. I can't do that. I'm old man, I'm a day older than everybody in this room. And I'm telling you, I can't, you guys can change, you're young. You guys are young, so you can change your whole life over. I can't do it anymore. What do you want from me? Okay, I'm old man, right? What happens tomorrow? You know, marriage anchors you a little bit, right? What happens tomorrow? I come into my wife and I say, you know what? I see that the way of avoiding Hashem is for me is to become chusid, and I take out like echleis hedge clippers and I start cutting off her hair and whatever, and, you know, and I'm going to Uman and Manu and all and whatever, right? You know. It comes to, I can't do things like that. I can't. You guys can don't do that. I can't change. I can't change my seichel. I can't change. What do you want from me? Okay? No? But there's another medrash which is right next door, and the medrash says, "Shipru maseichem." Shipru maseichem. Shofar is shipru maseichem. Shipru maseichem. What's shipru maseichem? Better. Everybody can be better. Better. Everyone can be better. Everyone can be better. Maybe I won't hit this year, okay? Everyone can be better. Better? Who can't be better? Someone came to the Chazanish and he tells him, what should I do? You have these chevra, they wear tefillin, you know, like this. You know those chevra, they wear the tefillin like this? He's like this old man, you know, and he wears the tefillin like this. Then Mr. Bruce says it's better not to wear tefillin because then he made a brochel about tefillin. So he told the Chazanish, what am I going to do? I'm going to go over to this guy and tell him, you know, you're not yotzei tefillin. He's going to say, what? What are you talking about? You young wicked snap. I remember Abaye, you were rubber running around in the shul. Telling this old man, he's been wearing tefillin before when Noach came out of the Teva and the whole story with Chaim, Frankish, and that, right? And you're going to start telling him he's not wearing his tefillin good and you're not Yoitze, I'm old enough to be this and that. So Chazanish thought for a minute. Chazanish said, no, Zulgimnish does his Nishia, Zulgimnish is Nishia Yoitze. Don't tell him he's not Yoitze. Don't tell him he's not Yoitze. You tell him, Besser Azeh. Better like this. Better? Better, everyone can be better. You go over that yid, you tell him, you know, Taka, you say it's a bit over there, it's better. I got it once saw one of these characters in the Ben Gurion airport garden. He was putting on tefillin and him and does it, whatever, right? So Lemaisa, they just want the tefillin on the guy's head or the girl's head or whatever's going on there, right? So they put the tefillin on him, and I see the guy, I'm walking by him, and the tefillin's mamish like this. I remember the story of the Chazar Nish. So whatever the guy said to him, you know, they say it's better, the tefillin, you know. It's better not like that. That's why I said it to him. It's better not like that. My Hebrew's not great. עדיף לא ביומר שרגה. יש עדיפות שזה לא יהיה שם. So the guy says to me, you know, תודה. And he goes like this. This is all my mazel in life, obviously. But anyways, but shipru maseichem, everyone could be better. So now I'm changing the mashal. I'm changing the mashal. You know what? I'm changing the mashal. I can't change it. No, you know what? I'm wrong. You know what? I'm wrong. I can admit it. You know, I'm wrong. Don't make a new car. Don't. You know what? You can have new car spray. I changed everything I said. I'm wrong. That's it. Right? You could have a new car spray. Because you know why? Because my car, which is a 2013, which I just told you about, but because they souped it up, and I'm careful with it now, it's not new. But I keep on constantly putting in the new car spray because of the first day that I got it. You know, the first day I had it, it had a new car smell, so I'm still careful. And this guy, he bought a can of new car spray, and because of that, he makes sure that the kids don't eat in the back of the car, and he makes sure he's careful with it, and he washes the car every once in a yoivul gevenoch, maybe, right? Every once in a while now, he washes the car, you know? And, you know, instead of waiting, you know, he goes there and they have the choices of like, you know, should I check the oil or not, you know? And, oil, who needs oil, you know? Because probably who made the cars go can make this and that. And now he checks the oil once in a while, and the car is going to live for an extra 2 years because of that, verstehst? You know, so a person asked me during his Eretz Mitzvah, you know, is it really real and this and that? So I tell him two things. Number one is these chairs, no one ever spoke Lashon Hara on these chairs. Don't ruin these chairs. No one ever spoke Lashon Hara on these chairs. And you know what else? So you talk a little bit Lashon Hara on these chairs, but you know what? They're still new, and we can count the amount of times that we did. And you know what? And in a month from now, if I constantly am spraying new car spray and keep coming back to that place and keep kind of, so then, you know what? You can... It's true, by the end of the year, it still have a few scratches on it, right? But you'll be able to hold it. You'll be able, and that's all the Kosh Baruch Hu wants from us. It's just a Halzuchepis. That's what I think. But I'll tell you one last thing, because I probably want to hear from you one last thing. I had so many speeches I wanted to take. I remind me when I come back after, what's it called? You guys all sit here with your smartphones. Move it. But after Ben's mind, you're going to remind me? Zambo? Okay. Let me tell you one last thing. What thought do I want to leave you guys with? Let me leave you with one last thought. Can I leave you one last thought? Okay. Because Evan Mandel, he told me to say something from Jim Kipper. I'm going to tell you like this. I won't see you again, unfortunately, until you know, I love being over here on Fridays, right? Yeah, I think this is my most fun of the week. Right? I think so. What do you think?
I look forward to it.
So this last thing I can tell you is my karsa teif. It says like this. Meshapur and Tavrish Chav Gimel. At the end of... the halachas of Hilchas Yom Kippur, basically the last halacha of Hilchas Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch says, "B'soif haslichas, I'm sheva pamim Hashem." Don't worry, the word's going to take me 1 minute. It sounds like I'm about to speak for 25, right? I never told you the story about. I told you the story about Chaim Kreisberg. No. I told you the story now.
That wasn't taking 20 minutes.
I told you the story. Chaim Kreisberg was once asked to speak at the Aguda convention. Okay, he gets up to speak at the Aguda convention. And Chaim Kreisberg was known to be a very long speaker. Chaim Kreisberg, the head of the Aguda, he comes with a little piece of paper and he hands it to Chaim Kreisberg from the beginning of his delivery. And Chaim Kreisberg went on to speak for 1 hour and 14 minutes. After 1 hour and 14 minutes, right, he opens up the paper that the head of the Aguda gave him, and it says on it, "Now I'm being asked by the head of the Aguda to speak for 5 more minutes. No problem." And so he spoke. So, you know, it takes like sometimes 1 hour and 19 minutes. There's a lot of delayed reactions. But I'm going to tell you 2 minutes. This divorce will take me 2 minutes. But listen to what I'm going to say now, because it's a very, very important. You say, this is my Akar Satoyev to you guys. I know that you don't have to come here. You won't get in trouble if you don't come here. And what would happen? And what happens if you don't come? So I'll be here. Sambo, you'll be here. Mandela's, he'll be here. He'll be here. He'll come back, right? And these guys will be here. These guys will be here, right? Wherever I go, there's like cameras and these things. Wherever I go, whatever. You can watch it on Move It. Whatever. Or whatever other stuff it is. It says like this. It's only going to take 2 minutes. It's very fascinating. Listen to me. Listen, God's good. I'm going to tell you something nifty right now. It's very fascinating. It's very fascinating. Hashem u'elekim. Hashem u'elekim. You're going to say at the end of Yom Kippur, Hashem hu elekim. And everybody's going to be, you know, then, Hashem u'elekim. Hashem u'elekim. Merdik. Merdik, merdik. If somebody doesn't feel it at that point, you have to do something with yourself. If you're not feeling that, Hashem u'elekim, there's something wrong. Okay, you can fix yourself. But if you're not feeling it, then there's something. I think everybody sitting in this room is going to feel something. Something. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah explains this. Mishnah Berurah brings desire. He says, Hatam. Hatam. What's the reason why we say 7 times Hashem u'elekim? The answer is like this. He said, L'lavois hashchina. That being the love of the Shechina, Shemisala Lalois Lamala Bishivrakiyam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has transcended and come down from the Kisei HaKavod, and he went down 7 Rikiyas during these days of the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. So as Hashem is leaving, on Yom Kippur, just Nihili leaves, after Nihili leaves. So we say, Hashem Welekim, and he goes 1 Rikiyah. Hashem Welekim, and then he goes another Rikiyah, and another Rikiyah. And finally we say, Hashem Hu Elekim, and then he's gone. Okay? I just want to explain to you what this sounds like for somebody that in the next few days does not do what he's supposed to do. And then in the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, he doesn't put in the new car spray. And in the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, he doesn't shipru ma'aseichem, and I could be better. I want to tell you what Hashem u'elekim sounds like to that person. It sounds like this. It sounds like, imagine the chutzpah of what I'm about to say now. Imagine that this guy did nothing in the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. Didn't make the brachas of kavan. He didn't try to come more on time to davening. He didn't try to shift from Azeh a little bit better. I'm not talking major asagas here, a little bit better. But then when does he wake up? He wakes up when HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves. And he says like this, goodbye, 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 goodbye. No good. That's no good. Shtest? Goodbye. I missed one. Know that guy. You want, when you guys get to Hashem Elikim, you know what you want to be saying? You want to be saying like this, please don't leave me. Don't leave, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave. Then it'll be much easier this year for you. But that is requiring you to do a little bit something now. That's why it's called Shabbat Teshuvah. Something, I place a little bit, a little bit. We live in like a world where like, you know, it's like, we're all or nothing, and it's so not negeya. Learn a little bit more this Shabbos, dive in a little bit better, think before you speak a little bit, make a little bit of brokers with Kavanah, a little bit more, show them Kodesh Baruch, I want to have a relationship with you. Something, a little bit more. And then when Yom Kippur will come, just say Hashem Lekim, it'll be so hard for you to say goodbye, then you have something to hold on to the rest of the year. The Bez Hashem this year, all have. Should I give a bracha? No, I'm not like anything, but like even small people that give brachas. It's like you see every episode, like, you know, you go to the Kaisel and every smarty lady giving out a red string, you give a bracha, right? So I'm not as big as them, right? But what's the difference, right? So, you know, and if it would be me, you'd also, you know, so I could also. So you told me, Zoycha, to a good bench to your all Hatzlocha this year, Hatzlocha in Ruchnias, Hatzlocha in Gashmias, Hatzlocha in Gesund, and everything good, and Hatzlocha and Simcha Sechah. And a catcher took on his Baruch Hu, and we should be zeichah this year to the VS Goyal Bimheira, the Amen. 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 Amen.